Begin the current daf, Masech this nazar daf, hey, we begin on the base, begin to taste master, begin with the Gemara, hanu ledrasha. No, he says you can't use those times that mentions the nazar to count them up and say how many days in nazar, because those are for drasha. As Tosafot explains, we're keeping the asla drasha, since they're there for exposition, limits avin l'minyan, I'm not going to combine them, but counting them in nin loch of test accounted for 29 times, because they're not extra for counting. Then next Tosafot master, begin with the Gemara, malamish and nazir chal nazirus. That this comes to teach you that one Naziris will take effect on another one. Meaning one of the drashas is that, when I say neder, nazir, hazir, the extra words nazir, no, that's again, it's not to count the numbers, it's to say that one Naziris takes effect on another one, which Tais just explains, it says, badly there, most definitely it seems, the imam, I read a nazir, but nazir, he says, I'm a nazir, and a nazir, leitzuch, you don't need, because the mishtameh shabbat, of course that makes sense, because yashm nazir, when he finishes the first Naziris, the maschal, the mind, nazir, shayin, of course then he starts and he counts the second Naziris. I don't need a pasik for that. Chitzakro, we need a pasik, which is this drasha that we're talking about, as one of the examples, is lehechad amma, where he says, I'm a nazir, I'm a nazir, I'm a nazir today, and a nazir, maybe we should have said, l'chai le'achad nazir, it's only going to take effect on one nazir, because since it's today, l'chitzach krom yutzah, the difference in another pasuk, shon nazir, chal nazir, that even in such a case, that one nazir is going to take effect on another nazir. So, but then he responds, and he says, okay, but not all of them are for drashas, since there's one, which I says doesn't really mean one. Oh yeah, so one or ten, but not precisely one, but there are those that are not for drashas. So as continuing with the words of the Gemara, the Hulam and Yano, so since those words are for counting, Kulam and Yano, they're all for counting. As Tais explained, but the Hidik about drasha now, although there are those that have a drasha, but still they obviously come in to tell us a number because there are many that are not for drashas. The next test master begins with the Gemara. It's not stam. We learned in the Mishnah that stam nazir shleishim yoyim, an unspecific nazir 30 days b'chul, etc. So the Gemara says, okay, according to the Masna, makes sense. But the Kashuk and the Pada is difficult. As Tais explained, the Mashma, because it sounds like Shatana the Tana Moshach Naziros Deraisa slash Min, it's going to tell us the extent of the biblical Naziris. And according to the Pada, we said 29, not 30. Mashani, the Gemara answers, as Tais quotes from the Gemara, Kivin Nikayim plus in the Galeach, Maisa Kabana, since it is day 30, that yet that's only then that you could cut your hair and bring your Kabana. As Tais explains, Vaslish, just Bayayin, Miltamla Mason. Because you know, drink wine, bebeam, tamil, so much, maybe come less until you be carbonas. So, as the Gemara says, the words are Meshamachi, Tani, Tlasin Yam, and therefore the Mishnah told us 30 days. This text explains the Meshach and Nazir is at Tlasin Yam, because, yeah, the extent of Nazir goes until day 30, because Ki, as the thing out, the word like Ki, E, actually, become an Isa, Bechav Tes, I feel about that, because you cannot bring your carbonas on day 29, according to Bapad, it'll be Meshalishim only on day 30. So, take out the next. Where is this word going on? The fellow knows the tar, because even a tarnazik tzas chaytehu is a little bit of a sinner, where he holds himself back from wine. Next, the words, Tais the Masel with the words of the Gemara, Megalech Lishleshim, the Echad Yom. So we have a Mishnah that says that you cut your hair on day 31. So according to Masel, that makes sense, because the Nazir is 30, and then you cut on day 31. But Pathic, because you cut on Pathic, it's difficult. Because Tabalay Legalech Yom Lamad, what do you mean? You should be cutting the hair on day 30, because the Shabbat Nazir is Bechav Tesim, according to the Nazir is finished on day 29. Next day, Master begins with the words of the Gemara. I'm going to tell you what me. I'm going to look at the Sefer. The Mishnah says, that if you cut your end day 30, you fulfill the obligation. So obviously, the Sefer is supporting him, because according to Master, you can't be cutting your hair with the Eved on day 30. I mean, it's the middle of the Nazir. So then, as Tais explains, the ratio to come with the ratio that's saying that, Likatchila, meaning initially, as some Gersois have the words, in Megalech Lamanau, if it says you can only cut your end day 31, who lafisha. Those are the words that add on. That's when he said that he's going to be a nazir for a complete 30 days. Oh, then then you cannot cut you on day 30. No, then that's not what he said, but Tais explains. Because that when you say unspecific you're going to be a nazir, that initially you should not go ahead and cut you on day 31, until only on day 31. Because of that case of when you said a complete 30 days, which then, of course, you have to wait for day 31. But the Eved, after the fact, as the Sefer said, if you cut you on day 30, you're going to fill the obligation. Because you can't eat their ice, like by the hold. That's the biblical halacha, the Sam Nazir Gilech Meshleshim, that a regular Nazir should be cutting his hair on day 30. So it's resolved according to Bapadim. But then, since Yosef and Tami begin to say, "Am I Yitzchak Lemi Gezeira to Hechad Am Shleim?" Why did Gemara have to say according to Bapada that it's a Gezeira? That because when you say a complete 30 days, therefore even when you say Nazir Stam, you always have to do it. Cut your hair on day 31. Lemi Gezeira. Why don't you say Gezeira to Hechad Am Shleim? Yom Bleish Shleim without the word Shleim. Just when you say for 30 days, which a regular Nazir is 29, but. If you're going to say 30, which is a unit that person might say, because this obvious from the Gemara shortly in the second question, the Bapad doesn't hold that a partial day is like the whole day. So kimash lechem, when you say 30, the minhag is lechem lamed ve'echad. So biblically, you would have to then do it on day 31. You can't do it on day 30. So why do you have to say the word shleimim? Says the Yishlam, what you can say is you're right. The truth is the mishum deshan lekam on Rav Nasan. It's only because the Gemara later on is going to have to answer according to Rav Nasan. That it has to be when you're saying a whole, because then you cannot answer any other way. That's me. We're coming to tell you, that when you're saying extra wording 30 days, it's like you said whole, because the bezeh, or as some hegirs always have the words, there you can't say that part of the day is like the whole day. That only then, because Masna holds bad, some you could say mixim kakulay. But when you say shlem, then you can't. So for a Masna, we had to say shlem. So the itzuch loyma the mishlem, you have to say that it's complete. So kamshane nami b'hai lishon l'barpati. You're right, barpati. We didn't have to say shlem because anyways, it doesn't hold mixim kakulay. But we just kept the same terminology for the prior answer for barpati with the same wording. Kinnik says Masna begins with the gemara of Masna kashya seifa. According to Masna, what does he do with the seifa? What do you mean? The seifa says you eat on day 30. What do you mean? It's middle of the zirs according to him. And that says the Gemara, sell them at same kikulai. He holds, yeah, but doing part of the day is like the whole thing. So Taisa explains, Hilkas there from Gilik, the Mishalation, Yotzav, you cut your hair on day 30, you fill the obligation. Why? Kimish also mixes him in the Zizel. Nice, you did some of the day in the Ziris. But, Umilik at Chila, which was the Resha, initially, Ligalech, it'll be Mishalash Mechad, you only should supposed to cut on day 31. Now, Bapada, according to Bapada, Leslie mixes him kikulai. He doesn't hold that part of the day is like the whole day. Because the Mekin, if that'd be the case, if it'll be Mchab Tesim Gilach Yetzah, then even on day 29, you cut your Yeshua Yetzah. But Tana Mim Shleshman, Tana says 30. Im Gilach Mim Shleshman, it's only doing day 30 Yetzah. So you're right. So that's why Bapada also agrees it has to be day 30, and that's how we know that he doesn't hold Mixim Kekule. Two next says, not to begin the words of Gemara, it's now we learn the Mishnah, Rin, and Nazir Shleshman Yayin. Some says, I'm Nazir 30 days, Im Gilach Mim Shleshman, because on day 30, Yetzah is not filled the obligation. So Bish, Lehman, the Gizah takes out the next words. La Bapada, we understand according to Bapada, that what? And Tosis has a gears over here in the Gemara, Bishlema Labapada Nicha El Lerab Masni Akasha. And that's what Tosis is going on. So we understand from Bapada, Tosis explains the Leslie makes the Mkukuli that it is not hold that a partial day is like the whole day. Says the words of the Gemara according to Tosis Gears and Nicha make sense. Meaning, Avigavdala Kama, although previously we said, Imgilchim Shleshim Yatsav, you cut you on day 30, you fill the obligation. Oh, Hasmud the Sam Nazir is Kabbalah. That's because you accepted just a generic Nazir. Avichavdes, which according to Bapada is 29 days. Avichavdim Shleshim Yatsav, where he explicitly said 30 days, so Meshach Nazir is called Shleshim Yatsav. So then the extent of his Nazir is all 30 days. So Imgilchim Shleshim Yatsav, so therefore you cut you here on day 30, you have not filled the obligation because again, Bapada holds, let's say, Mixim Kakuloi. You can't say part of the day is like the whole day, and you said an explicit 30 days. As you continue with the words of the Gemara of Masna Kosh, because the Masna is difficult because Davgav Demalam and Yemalo, he said 30 days, Hasfila, but he holds, I mean, Mixim Kukuli, because he holds every Nazir is 30 days, but he holds that but part of the day is like the whole thing. And if you cut you on day 30, my lo yotz, according to him, why have you not fulfilled the obligation? Shan the Gemara answers the words of the Gemara, oh, but I'm a shleimim. So Tosfos explained Pesach, in other words, Avagav the Masnit in the stomach, Katani Shleshim Yom, although the Mishnah says on specific 30 days, even so, Kivin Dom Shleshim Yom, since Lamaisi said 30 days, so Lishna Yisedu, well, that's extra words. Why? Because that full is Stamler of Masna, Shleshim Yom. Because according to Masna, even when you say unspecific, it's always 30 days. So when you say 30 days, Avakil Mishlem, that's like as if you're trying to say something more, which is that they have to be complete. And if like Lamein makes him kukul, he can't say the part of the day is like the whole day. That's why, according to Masna, if you cut your hair during the 30th day, you have not fulfilled your obligation. The next test, Masna begins with the Gemara, Vesashnia b'yim samachalif. So it's talking about when you have back-to-back Naziris. So the first one is on day 31. And the second one is going to be on Vesashnia b'yim samachalif on day 61. So the Gemara asks, "Bishlam l'ra masna nichuyan zekorn masna makes sense." As Tosfos explains, "When you're going to cut your hair on day 31, so nigma nazirus. Okay, that's when the nazirus is done. Maskin nazirus sheni babiyam, and you can start the second nazirus on that same day. Midid hava odm shemekabel nazirus b'chatzim, just like any person who if he accepts for his initial nazirus halfway through the day, shaylo isayim liyam shalom, that is considered like a full day. So hilchach biyam samach. So therefore, on day 60, kol beis nazirus, it finishes the second nazirus." But Samachal, Megal Chalashnei, and therefore on day 61 is when he does the hair cutting on the second one. But then it comes out, if you're counting it the way we're counting it, each one, the hair cutting is done on day 31. That's what the Gemara is saying, the Kodesh of Masna makes sense. Now then says wait a second, if that's the case, save at the end of the day, my then actually what is the Mishnah teaching us here according to Masna? This is the sefer of a Mishnah that we already quoted. The Reisha already explicitly tells us that initially you have to do the on day 31. What are we really teaching anymore now here in the sefer? So that's not difficult because the sefer aslashmi, what the sefer is coming to teach us is to him lamet oil lekan lekan. We're using day 30 for both naziris. Like the Mos is going to conclude later on, according to Masna, that we didn't know in the Reisha. We're only talking about one Nazir. That's the Chiddush that we're telling you here in the Sefer. But as Tosfos continues, according from the Gemara, Lebavada Kasher according to Bar Paditz, they were called wise. Tosfos explains that's Mireisha from the Reisha. Shemegalecha L'Rishon Biyam Lam Ve'Echad, that you're going to cut you here on day 31. Balishni Biyam Samav Ve'Echad, and the second one on day 61. What do you mean? What are you waiting so long? According to him, it's only 29 days, and then day 30 should be doing it. Now Tosfos bothers, says, wait a second. Vavukav Dekshin Lebapad Mireisha Kiai. We already asked this question from the Reisha, the same type of a question. A question lay, and they already gave an answer. In the Rabbanon goes through that it was a rabbinic decree. That rabbinically, you have to wait to day 31. So that's for one, and then day two, the second one right after would be 61. Fine. Then we came, I had the parakles. Why is they going asking the same question again? Says Tais is an important principle. Derech Hashas Ken Lahakshas Ken Kusha Rishayna. The way of the Gemara is it does that, it asks the same type of a similar type of question as it did originally. Well, Tarta Ken Tetz Rishayna, they give a similar type of as the first type of answer. But Levad, as long as Sheshma Induk Tzaz Chiddush, as long as it tells us a somewhat of a novelty, Mashalesh Man Bereshah, that we did not hear in the first teaching. Oh, says Tais, Machanami, Ikka Tzaz Chiddush, Besavel Barpad, Hashem Bereshah. Here also, there's a little bit more of a Chiddush that we're hearing in the Sefer that you didn't hear in the Reisha. Kidnafkan, like, come on, but Maskan Tirutz, like we can explain later on, the Maskan and the conclusion of the Teretz. To Mashmaina, what we're coming to tell us, the although he says you don't say mixed kikul at the end, but in the beginning of the Nazirs, you will say part of the days like the whole day. Like a guy who was like taking on Nazirs, like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Although really, it doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara that that's the Chiddush according to Bapada, but we have to say that's really what the Gemara is relying on according to Bapada. Another version of the Gemara that we're explaining right now. So the words of the Gemara were, as Taisa quotes, Bishlam l'Rav Masna Nichel B'Yonzah, according to Masna, it makes sense. Claim, in other words, Taisa explains. Hadiktani, Shemigaleich kol Nazirz B'Yom Shalash Me'echad, this that we said, that you go ahead and cut your hair for all those Nazirs. Each one on day 31, the Hayinu Rishon B'Yom Shalash Me'echad, the first one on day 31, Bashni B'Yom Samachav, the second one on day 61. Now, the question here that we're addressing, what we're saying according to Masna makes sense, is, wait a second, Bavgav Deshamin Medeshah, although we're really towards the narration, which in the first version of Taisa was asking this question on his own. According to the second version, this is actually the Gemara is what's bothering the Gemara, what the Gemara is coming to address. Although we really learned in the Reisha, you take here on day 31, still save it. According to Masna, it makes sense what the Sefer is coming to teach us. To tell you, that day 30 can be used for both the first one and the second one, like the Gemara concludes later on. But as Tais quotes from the Gemara, according to Bapad is difficult, as Tais explains. And Tais is addressing a question. What do you mean? Why is it difficult according to Bapad? Even though according to Bapad, you have to get on day 31, like we answered beforehand. But what we're asking is not the actual halacha. That, says Tais, as he addressed this in a different way in the first version, that I understand. Because that's rabbinic, and we already answered this once before. But the question that we're asking of his miyita is continued up type of man alev miyita mishnayis from the superfluosity of these mishnayis. Davgav the chidshav seva. Oh, and Tais bothers. Wait a second. Even the seva is teaching us something now, like a taught. Vim gilech rishon leimshleishim that he cuts is here on the first one, day 30. Vim gilech hashnei like a tchilim shishim that the second one could initially be done on day 60. Amad the second leimshleishim. So you see that the end of day 30 oil leilim nazir shen is even counted for the second naziris. Umiksim chashav kiyam shalom. We're saying the part of the day is considered like a whole day. Bolishim in Reisha. That we didn't tell you in the Reisha. The other, to the contrary, it's really about Pada. Pada actually holds the loyam mitzvah kikul b'sev naziris. You don't hold the part of the day is like the whole day at the end of the naziris. So some gizros have the later words over here, but he says, and what the gizros says, v'hocha b'chashvin l'ka'adam mekam naziris b'chaziyam, and we consider like as if he's a person who's accepting naziris halfway through the day. Says that chiddush holy chashal chiddush l'maksha. This is how he's explaining for this version of the Gemara's question. No, that's not considered novelty according to the one who's asking a question. The pshita shalom mekam naziris b'chaziyam. Of course, he accepts naziris halfway through the day. Mashani, and the Gemara answers according to this second version, no, it is a chiddush. We saw that when you would have thought, say, Hanmili, when do we say that a guy, even if it's halfway through the day, we consider that as a whole day? If he was not previously engaged in the zeros, and it's recognized for everyone that he's accepted the zeros, and therefore it's like considered as day one. What do you mean? He had been doing his naziris from the first one until midday. Similarly, I would say that the second half cannot be counted for a new one, because the Indian Naziris is not considered a new Kabbalah of Naziris. Even so, Ilkan Lakan is going to be counted for here and for here. Haga, this is the comment, Amalach. So the Gemara answers, just concluding this flow of this Divrei Maschil, this global Divrei Maschil, is that the words of the Gemara continue, Seifa Misayeya. But Bapad would tell you, look at the Seifa that supports me. Because it says, V'mgilech Rishon Lim Shleishim, if you cut here on day 30, M'gilech Hashnei Lim Shishim, you cut you here on the second one on day 60. So, as Tess explains, so you see, the Meshach and Nazir's Chavtes Yom. Obviously, the extension of the Nazir's is for 29 days. That's why I said the B'yamid after the fact. That if you cut your on day 30, you have to fulfill the obligation. I've already written the duration. That says Tess, you have to do it initially on day 31. That's like when you say that it should be complete. Because that's just a generic rabbinic halacha. Because the Gezrin is Nazir's, that we geyser by a generic Nazir's because of when you say Shleimim, then you have to do it on day 31. Like we had answered this already on the first part of this Mishnah previously in the Gemara.